Today my guest is Samed Basu. Samed, how are you?
I'm good, sir. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thanks for coming. Tell me, what do you do for a living?
Well, I work for Sogetti, same as you, and we build custom solutions for our partners, mostly on the Microsoft stack, and trying to stay on top of the technology curve.
You're working a lot with metro interfaces, phones, tablets, that sort of thing, right?
Yes. Well, we're not technically supposed to call it metro anymore.
I heard something about that. Is there a new name?
Well, not yet. So there's a company in Germany which is trying to fight Microsoft on some legal battles around that use the word metro. So until further notice, we are not technically calling it Metro. It's a new world, modern UI for Windows 8 and Windows Phone.
Let's call it the interface formerly known as Metro.
Sure. Let's do that.
A lot of this stuff, it's going to change dramatically, I think, with Windows 8. Or maybe Windows 8 makes it more significant, at least in the Windows world.
Yep.
What's coming out that's cool in Windows 8?
All right, so we're here at that conference. It's Tuesday, and Windows 8 hits RTM tomorrow. So we're going to get the latest RTM bits, and this is a big deal. I mean, I love my Mac, but Windows is something that 90% of the world's computers run. And when you're changing something so fundamental, that is a big deal, because it's going to affect everybody who uses PCs. So it is a new interface which is supposed to work seamlessly across a variety of devices, whatever be the form factor, touch or mouse and keyboard. And we're going to get the RTM bits tomorrow. What you're going to see by the end of this year is a whole lot of variety in the kind of PCs that you can buy. Once you go into a Best Buy or any kind of tech store, you're going to see a lot of variety in the way you interact with your PCs. And the whole ecosystem comes full circle with Windows Phone and your Windows PC or a tablet and your Xbox. All these three screens now look very, very similar. So it's that whole one ecosystem which is coming together.
Interesting. Now, this is—we actually heard the story before, not with the Metro interface or whatever it's called now, but with the sort of the classic Windows that we had phones and tablets and PCs that all had a start menu and they all had a desktop that looked like Windows. And I'm not sure that people bought into that for the non-PC and laptop devices. What makes this different?
Well, what you're going to see is a lot more planning that has gone into it. We have learned from our mistakes. Windows Mobile was good, but then it was very techy. And not everybody on the street, like if I gave it to my mom or dad, they would not be able to use it up front very well. Metro, or the so-called Metro, is very well thought out. It is touch first. So now your Windows Phone, I can hand it to my non-tech friend. He or she is perfectly comfortable using it. The same story is going to be on Windows 8 on tablets. It is very, very friendly to touch. And you're just going to figure things out the moment I give you a tablet. Okay. So we got a better shot at getting things right and the whole ecosystem coming together this time.
I totally agree with you. I've had a Windows Phone for a couple of years, and I find it very intuitive. The touch interface is nice, and the kind of the tiles and the groups just make sense to me. But then this brings up a reverse question. Is that going to translate to the desktop or to the laptops? Is that what's your opinion on that?
Sure. So Windows 8 has been built from ground up, taking a lot of the Win32 APIs that we had and making them WinRT APIs. So on the desktop world of things, developers are still going to do the same things. Your WPF, Silverlight, all your web and desktop apps are going to remain the way it is. It works very, very well on the desktop side of things. Especially if you have multiple monitors as a developer, you just keep Metro on one side and just don't bother with it until you need to. And then your desktop on the Windows 7 type of desktop, that stays exactly the way it is. So it is going to work very well with mouse and keyboard as well as touch. And we're kind of seeing this. We are seeing increased enterprise interest in Windows 8. So anytime you have enterprises where you have a technician who possibly goes out to the field and wants to take a tablet and has some information on the tablet, or you have a C-level exec who wants to have just a summary information on his or her tablet, Windows 8 works very, very well in those scenarios. Because the challenge that these enterprises have had is over the last several years, we have seen how cool the iPad is. And they have wanted to bring it into the enterprise, except that they have been a little hesitant. Because one, you have security concerns over your data. And then you might be like a Microsoft shop, and maybe your developers don't know how to do iOS very well. While Windows 8 is just Windows, right? So all your domain policies, all your security, your IT is just going to be configuring another Windows machine. So we are seeing a lot of interest, and what we have had some luck with in the last 1 year, Microsoft's fiscal year 2012 had a program where we were working very closely with some of our enterprise client partners, and Microsoft came to us and said, hey, these guys are considering putting tablets in their workforce, would you write some Metro apps for them? And that's something we have been very successful doing. We took their enterprise business workflow and made very visually stunning now Metro apps for Windows 8. And their technicians are actually delighted. Their users are delighted with what they can do with that interface. And that the fact that it's just a Windows machine, you could maybe give it a little more power so you can bring it back from the field, dock it on your in your office, and then it's just a full-on machine. So that lure of being a hybrid full-on machine versus also being able to just take it on a flight and have all your information right there is going to be nice.
Yeah, I do like that paradigm, the idea that I can, because I do have I have an iPad and I have a laptop, and I use them for different things right now. And it would be nice if I could eliminate one device in the same way that now my phone and my MP3 player have been combined. I only have one device where I used to have two. So from a hardware point of view, that makes perfect sense. Are you finding, for example, for the applications that you wrote for the enterprise that are ideal for the tablet, are those applications being actually used on the desktop, or do you have to write a different UI so they can go back to this, I call it the classic Windows 7 mode of Windows?
Well, we can do it a couple of different ways. If we have WPF or Silverlight or web-based applications which are meant for the desktop today in Windows 7, we can make them work on Windows 8. They're just going to work out of the box just fine. What you might have to change is make touch targets a little bigger so that they're a little easier to use on a tablet form factor. Okay. But what we are doing is actually making native Windows 8 apps, which are adhering to the new style, new UI, which is very simplistic, easy to use, fast and fluid. Mm-hmm. And everything is asynchronous, so you cannot lock up the UI. Everything is very glance and go. And we have push notifications, which power up your live tiles, so it's inviting for the users. So maybe if you're a technician, you get a toast notification or a tile update that says your next job is there. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's very inviting, and it's a very engaging experience when you put that kind of stunning visual elements in a enterprise workflow type application.
All right, let's wrap up. What kind of advice can you give to developers who are thinking about building applications, enterprise applications, to appeal to this audience you're talking about? They have tablets, they have PCs, they have laptops, they have phones.
Sure. So if you are from the .NET stack, if you have done .NET development in the past, you should feel perfectly at home. This is something we had a lot of doubts about going into build last year, where we were not sure what WinRT was and what kind of APIs we would have to learn. But our experience in the last several months doing 4 or 5 Windows 8 apps has been it's no different from using .NET in any WPF or Silverlight type application. All you need to do is just learn a few API tricks so that you can have access to the file system, you can use some contracts, you can use some share features so that you integrate your app nicely with the Windows 8 OS. And this is going to be the new way we do Microsoft type development, Windows 8 Metro apps. So it's a great time to get excited about this. There is plenty of resources on MSDN, and once RTM hits, we'll have about 2 months before all the OEM partners put devices together. And there will be a lot of devices, ultrabooks, tablets, hybrid form factors with the keyboard maybe slides out, mm-hmm. all kinds of devices. And we have seen the Microsoft Surface already.
Certainly by Christmas there'll be a lot.
Yep. So the opportunity is huge. And I mean, if you thought about Windows Phone having a new marketplace, Windows PCs, there are about 500 million plus PC users, right? Mm-hmm. So you immediately have a huge audience base, and you can make a name for yourself, right? So it's a good time to get excited about Windows 8 and learn how to develop for it.
I definitely like what I hear you saying about the fact that this is kind of more evolutionary, right, rather than revolutionary, at least from a developer's point of view, that I don't have to throw away all of the skills that I already have. You're talking mostly about WinRT, which builds on top of all the XAML technologies. And I know that there's also a WinJS, which you can build applications with. So if you're a web guy, again, HTML, ASP.NET, C# and JavaScript are the skills you have. You don't need to throw those away. There's some more things you need to learn, but that's it. So that's encouraging to me as a developer who's already got a lot of things on my right list of things to learn.
And you know what? And then we have seen Windows. We have just seen a preview of what Windows Phone 8 would be. The real kicker here is your PC and your phone now share the same kernel-level code base, right? So which is huge because you can now port applications very easily between the two. You can have a lot of shared code between maybe your Silverlight application, maybe your Windows 8 XAML type application, and your Windows Phone application. Okay. So which is really encouraging. And Windows Phone 8, we haven't seen a whole lot of it yet, but come September, October, we're gonna see the SDKs. And with all the enterprise features that Windows Phone 8 brings out, with the kind of NFC support, and the live tiles that are changing, the wallet support, so you can pay with your phone and all that. So Windows Phone 8 is gonna be pretty huge in terms of advancements. So exciting times to be a XAML developer, but at the same time, like you said, if you come from a web background, you should be perfectly at home.
Do you have a blog that you're talking about this on?
Sure. So we can connect with me anytime. I'm at Samidip on Twitter, and then most of what I write or speak on, it's up on samidipbasu.com.
I'll put a link to that. Sam, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for having me. All right. Bye-bye. So how do you become a successful 2012 software developer? You come to user groups, you be a community guy, and you learn from technology and friends when you come to conferences like this, at that conference or any other tech conference that you go to.